Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10, live and local around the Bay and also around the world at KGORadio.com. And it's Tuesday. That means Lisa Durden steps up to the plate. Good evening, Lisa.
Good evening.
We've got a lot to talk about. Let's talk about the horror of the day first, and we'll move on from that. The latest on the explosions today in Brussels at the Brussels airport and subway station, and another attack by ISIS following coming off what happened in Paris. A Belgian security official says the death toll has now risen to 34 in the attacks on the airport and the subway station, and it looks like at least 34 people were killed and hundreds injured at each site. So it's quite messy, and that has been in the news cycle all day long. I think what people probably, Lisa, have not heard were some of the comments made by the candidates weighing in today. Of course, they're all going after President Obama, but we'll start with Trump on Brussels.
Look, I think we have to change our law on you know, the waterboarding thing where they can chop off heads and they can drown people in cages and heavy steel cages. And we can't waterboard. So we have to change our laws, and we have to be able to fight at least on an almost equal basis. We have laws that we have to obey in terms of torture. They have no laws whatsoever that they have to obey.
So would you agree with that? I mean, break the Geneva Convention and a lot of other conventions on warfare and the treatment of prisoners.
Well, you know, I think that I think that this is kind of one of those situations where they're trying to make a case for the whole immigration laws. They're trying to fold them over into that.
Oh, for sure. He absolutely followed up with that. Yes, no Muslims allowed into the country.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's the
Very
whole thing about
point. Yep.
Throw up, you know, it's several things. It's not just the Mexicans with him. It's like, you know, the
Muslims.
They're terrorists and don't let them in here and all of that kind of thing. Let me just let your listeners know something. I really do hate to compare and contrast, but you're forcing me, because I want to say before I make this statement, I don't care who's killing whom. We should have no violence whatsoever anywhere on this soil or any other soil. Human beings should, you know, actually love each other. And what's interesting to me about people around the world, not just, you know, these, you know, places that we speak of today, but most people in the world are religious. Most people in the world believe in God, and people still murder people. Now, with that being said, I don't like to hear any of it. But the fact of the matter is, not the opinion, but the fact of the matter is, based on studies, white extremists have killed more Americans in the United States than Muslims and Jews since 9/11. Since 9/11.
Well, it's interesting that you said that, because Senator Cruz was with CNN's Anderson Cooper, and this is what he had to say about Brussels.
Powering law enforcement to patrol and secure Muslim neighborhoods, I still don't quite understand what that means.
It's very simple. It's doing what law enforcement does in any circumstance. If you have a neighborhood where there is a high level of gang activity, the way to prevent it is you increase the law enforcement presence there, and you target the gang members to get them off the street.
But you're talking about Muslim neighborhoods, not radicals particularly.
I am talking about any area where there is a higher incidence of radical Islamic terrorism.
Okay, so that one, you know, my mind starts to swell with that. Yeah, Ted Cruz, what the hell are you talking about comparing a gang neighborhood, and we know where he's going there, and then
Of course. Negro.
Yes. Go to the Negro neighborhood, but now let's start harassing the Muslim neighborhood.
You know,
for no
reason.
They're Muslim Americans, right. And let's start harassing them.
Right. You know, it's supposed to be against the law to racially profile or to profile based on religion and people's gender and sexual orientation. But, you know, these kinds of so-called things that are, they're real, but, you know, these kinds of intermittent bombings that happen here and there, which, of course, have been happening forever, not just with Muslims, but we've bombed people. So let's be real here. We've bombed Pearl Harbor. We've done these kinds of things. But
we're bombing today. We bomb every day.
We bomb every day. And
yes. And
so when we do something as Americans, when I say we, I guess I'm going to consider myself an American, but I'll say even moreover, when white extremists, radical groups murder, they're not treated the same way. Let's go down this road for a quick minute.
808-0810 is the number. 808-0810. If you want to get on the lines before they go away and fill up, that's the number. 808-0810.
With the recent shooting at the Emmanuel AME Church in 2012, that happened. Nobody's saying when you see these white boys waving these flags or if somebody has a... I've seen places where Confederate flags fly from people's homes. So should you go to a neighborhood where all the... In neighborhoods where there's all Confederate flags, investigate more there? And this is what happened. The Sikh temple in Wisconsin also was attacked. Jewish institutions were attacked, and 48 people were murdered. I mean, there's many more people here, white extremists, who attack way more than Muslims. Do you know that there's over 1 billion Muslims in the world?
Well,
so
for sure, yes. We just talked to somebody that was bringing up the Quran and all of those things. Yes.
So you're telling me that, of course, in every group you've got weirdos and crazies and murderers and rapists. It doesn't matter. They're human. It's the human condition. It's the food chain. But you're going to tell me the one or two. And, of course, when you see a bombing, it seems huge, and it is huge. But as compared to all of the Muslims in the world and the criminal activity that is, you know, being perpetuated by Muslims, the number is so tiny, there is no issue.
Well, it's a bunch of thugs. ISIS is a bunch of thugs. Yes, we need to defeat them, and NATO needs to get together as one, and we need to knock them out and take them out. There's no doubt about that. I think that everybody agrees on that. Everybody around the world. I mean, I think one of the things that these guys might be right about is that NATO, as a group, as an organization, they've got together as one along with us. We've done our own coalition, but I mean, you know, we're on their turf. Those ISIS guys are on their turf over there in Brussels, in Belgium. So it's about time that, you know, NATO ring the correct bell, I would say. But, you know, and then all of this business today with where's the president? He should cancel his trip from Cuba. He should run home. Matter of fact, I have Kasich talking about the president. He should hightail it home from Cuba.
Uh-huh. Well, what I hope he'd say is that he's leaving Cuba. He's heading back to the White House. He's going to begin to organize meetings with the leaders around the world. And at the same time, get himself in a position of where we can send teams of people immediately to Europe and begin to dig in terms of what we need to do to address the vulnerabilities we have.
If I like any of them, I like Kasich. But I mean, you know, come on. He's the president. He has Air Force One. He has everything at his fingers.
Correct. And
yes.
So what's killing me about these political idiots is, aren't you running for the office of the president? So, like, why are you trying to bash the current president? Can you tell me what you're going to be doing? And I'm not saying that the president of the United States, whether it's Obama or anybody, can't be held up to scrutiny by anyone. But it seems like they're fixated on it.
Well, it's politics.
See, yeah. I've been watching politics for a long time. I've never seen so much bashing of a president, a sitting president, in any debate or any campaign as I have with Obama. I've never seen it. I've never seen it at this level. Everything out of their mouth, their campaign strategy is to bash the president. Do you have anybody writing your speeches? Is every speech saying Obama, 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 Obama? I can write that.
I think that we're going to look back on the last 8 years and miss the hell out of them. That's what I think.
I mean, listen, I'm not dogmatic about politics. Some of us may miss him, some of us may not. There have been plenty of presidents who've been in the White House that I did not vote for, and who I had to respect and hoped that the person did the right thing. And some did and some didn't. However, the bottom line is this person was elected by, well, not necessarily the people because, you know, we have the Electoral College. That's another story. However, the Electoral College was forced to elect him because of the popular vote. And they would look embarrassed if they saw so many people who came out and didn't say, okay, he's the, you know, the choice. But, you know, so what it is that America, you know, is weird. America can bomb people. They can enslave people. They can come here white. I'm saying white, racist America. Only the racists. I don't mean the ones who aren't. They can come here. You know, back in the day when they came here, they were settlers. You know, the word settler. They were settlers. They were not immigrants. You know, so it's always been interesting how they change the words when they're doing.
Oh, we have new words for everything.
I've
got to take a break here.
And when all the Catholic priests are raping boys and raping boys and raping boys, and nobody's going to prison, and nobody's saying stop the Catholics from coming in the country, nobody's saying go into the neighborhoods where there's mostly Catholics and start having more police presence there. Nobody's saying that because they're looking at that as just those particular priests who rape boys. They're not saying that all Catholics rape boys, but they won't look at those particular Muslims as the ones who bombed. They're saying all Muslims would do it. This is ridiculous.
Right. And if you would listen to Cruz, who wants, you know, police to ramp up all of their jurisdictions that have a high-density mm-hmm. Muslim population, all you do is polarize and alienate these people. It just seems absurd. I don't know what Andy's talking out. I think the normal end that I think he speaks out of most of the time. 808-0810 is the number. We'll continue our conversation with Lisa Durden in just a minute on KGOA.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
All righty, we're back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, along with Lisa Durden. And we are going to, by the way, you know, I'm going to move on to Hulk Hogan, but I wanted to play this for you because this is Bill Clinton, who was campaigning for Hillary in Spokane yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And he took a shot at Obama. Listen to this. I'm shocked by this.
If you believe we finally come to the point where we can put the awful legacy of the last 8 years behind us, and the 7 years before that, when we were practicing trickle-down economics and no regulation in Washington, which is what caused the crash, then you should vote for her.
What the hell is that? Did Hillary put his chastity belt on too tight? What is that?
She snapped his thong back too fast. She split him from the Ruta to the Tuta. Here's what people don't understand. I mean, it's very clear, right? Just because everybody who is a Democrat, no matter what race, is a Democrat, it doesn't mean within the party there isn't racism. I do not know why black people ever said that Bill Clinton was a black man as a joke. I always saw the racism in Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton.
Really? Honest to God?
Absolutely. They never fooled me.
Wow.
And so just because a person's a Democrat,
I'm shocked you say that.
Think about a lot of the things that he took, like the immigration laws. There are more Democrats there that didn't vote for that than there are Republicans because there are more Democrats there. So his own party wouldn't help him pass those loosened immigration laws because they're white. It's still racism. So just because, like, for example, Seton Hall University, let's go Pirates. Whenever I've gone somewhere and I ran into white Setonians, it didn't make any moves for me. They didn't go, oh, my God, we went to Seton Hall University together. But when I see them run into each other, it's a different thing. So just because we all went to Seton Hall, we're not the same. Now you're black from Seton Hall. Or you're white from Seton Hall. Or just because we're all Americans, now you're a black American. You see what I'm saying? So, like, the sameness of a group doesn't mean that there's no difference within that group and that's being used against you.
I do not believe. I disagree with you. I don't believe Bill Clinton's a racist. I think that was a faux pas. I mean, really, I don't know.
That faux pas went on a little too long for me. It went on about 2 minutes.
It was 16 seconds.
You catch yourself before you go on 2 minutes.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, Hillary's been hitching her wagon to President Obama for the past several months.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. And they work together just fine in the White House.
Well, it goes back to politics, right? You know, all of them, when they go to different places, kowtow to the particular group that they're at. I'm not for sure what this group is about and what he felt he had to make them feel. But I think that all of them do that. Well, this group might feel like, you know, today, you know, it was apropos because Obama, you know, they're just running around, you know, vacillating. So whatever this group is, he felt the need to say that in front of that group of people.
Well, it's a damn shame because I thought it was a horrible thing to say, especially when Hillary's looking for Obama's support.
Hillary is playing a game and she feels like, okay, bye, Negro. We don't need you now.
Oh, my goodness. That's heavy, Lisa Durden.
808-0810.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm just saying.
There's 50,000 watts of that flying across America, across the West Coast.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You're just saying. 808-0810 is the number.
I want the gossip.
Then why do so many African Americans support the Clinton? They especially did. They loved Bill. I don't know what they think after that, but.
I hate to say it, but unfortunately, I don't think it's just African Americans. I think most people don't know how to separate person from party. We're all dogmatic that way. I'm not, but I'm just generalizing. So we can't step out of that zone to say, this particular person in the party, I'm not feeling you. It's like women. I love women. All my friends are women. But I might have a particular female whose back I've got to kick in because she's coming at me wrong. And I've got to now put away the fact that we have the same gender and smack the piss out of her. Not literally, I can't fight. But, like, you know, fall back, girlfriend. So, like, I just can't go, oh, kumbaya, kumbaya, we're all women. No, it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
So you can't do that with politics either. You can't say, oh, we're all Democrats and just keep voting for Democrats. I have voted outside of party.
I think we all do. We're all looking for somebody that we like. I mean, there is hashtag 2016, they all suck.
God, that should be a hashtag. They suck. Absolutely.
That is my hashtag. Yeah, I can't figure. You know, I like Bernie Sanders, but I mean, Bernie's 74 and socialism isn't going to be happening here anytime quick in America.
Well, Hillary's 70, so she really is only 4 years younger.
I know, right? So, Hashtag 2016,
she does suck. She does really good nip tuck because women can't look as old as they really are. So, you know, she has to do little procedures.
Well, guess that's going to bring us around to Hulk Hogan and Serena isn't it? Yeah, here we go. Strap yourselves in. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with Lisa Durden. You're listening to the Drex 810. Bill Clinton.
If you believe we finally come to the point where we can put the awful legacy of the last 8 years behind us and the 7 years before that when we were practicing trickle-down economics and no regulation in Washington, which is what caused the crash, then you should vote for her.
Now, Lisa Durden and I were listening to ex-President Bill Clinton, well, he's always President Bill Clinton, before the break, and, you know, I disagreed with her, but we have some people that want to weigh in. Leonard from Sacramento, yes, the disrespect for Obama.
Yeah, I think Bill Clinton's correct there. I voted for Obama, and I thought we'd get a good Democrat, but Hillary Clinton, when she ran against Obama, she was the right person with our health care. She was the right person with the Bill Clinton if we're going to have full employment. What we got was Obama, who was a black man, and he was scared of the white guy, and he came out with this health care thing when he went into closed-door meetings with all the insurance companies, and he took off the public option. And I think that Bill Clinton's absolutely right. I think that the last 8 years have been a hell of a disappointment. I mean, we've had some democratic principles, but even with the last appointment, I mean, he's not liberal. He's just not what some of us really expected. And Bill Clinton gave us full employment.
I'm going to cut you off because employment's lowest it's been for ages. It's at 5% or something. It's at like 3.5% here in the Bay Area. And I agree with you. A lot of people have stepped out of the workforce. That's for damn sure. But go ahead, Lisa. Have at it.
First of all, we need to talk facts and not what we know, what we think. We need to talk what we know. Do you realize, last call, I forgot his name, that Hillary Clinton attempted to get a health care bill
in the 90s
passed, and she failed to get any sort of health care bill passed? Do you realize that President Obama, since what? What was the president?
2008.
Years, he's gotten some remnants of a health care bill passed that has been trying to happen since Truman, Eisenhower, I don't know the name, but it's been 40 years.
All of them, yes. I mean, we all agree we need universal health care. Obama is the first one to get it passed.
Right. Now, did we get free health care, which is what I needed and what I wanted, like
we
have in Canada and we have in England? No. And I'm going to tell you why we didn't. He proposed that, but unfortunately, because of race and racism, he is the most disrespected president that has ever come through the White House with his own party.
Yes, and not only that, I mean, I'm not sure where he was gone. I mean, you know, we've got the health care, we've got gay marriage, you know, I mean, we've got
health care, we've got gay marriage. And don't get me wrong, the caller is making a point. The health care bill that he passed didn't work for everyone.
No,
it
doesn't. It's far from perfect. It needs to be repaired.
Right,
but, you know,
but it did work for a few people. Let me just clarify some things. The health care bill put people back on their parents' health care who graduated from college and would have otherwise been off of health care. They were able to get back on health care to the age 26. It also did away with people being able to turn back people because of pre-existing conditions.
Amen.
You know how many people that is?
Everybody. It doesn't matter whether you're independent, Democratic, or Republican.
Correct.
This is what scares the hell out of me when you have morons like, Ted Cruz saying, well, the first thing I'm going to do is abolish Obamacare. Yeah,
so
well, what are we supposed to do with the pre-existing conditions?
People. He's not going to do it because what's going to happen is good.
I don't think that... Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
This gets my blood pressure up. This gets my blood pressure through the roof. My head's ready to explode. Yeah, I have to tell you. So if you have high blood pressure, no insurance for you. That's a pre-existing condition. I don't think people understand that.
Correct. I had fibroids removed back in about 10 years, 11 years ago, fibroid tumors. Now, if they come back and they're symptomatic, now they're going to say I have a pre-existing condition and I'm going to bleed all over the place and I can't work? Are you serious?
Yeah. I think, if you want to think of something positive about Trump, I think at least he has stated that he's going to repair the Obamacare, not take it away.
And that's code for what? I mean, that's bullshit, too.
Well, you know, I'm not sure. The whole thing with Donald Trump is you can't get the policy out of the man. So we're not sure exactly what, other than him saying he'll fix it, which is better than what Ted Cruz has to say.
What does that mean?
Yeah, we can't go back to the. By the way, I mean, you know, I want to go back to this pre-existing condition thing, and thank God for Obama, because not only would you not get health insurance. Even if you wanted to spend $2,000 or $3,000 a month and you were wealthy, the answer was still no.
Correct.
It's insane.
Correct. So the reason why he had to do a different iteration of the plan that he proposed initially was because they fought him like the enemy, and he tried to hold on to something so he could walk away with giving us something. There was some movement. So listen. Just like we had the airplane, when the first man made an airplane, did they have jets like we have now and big gigantic engines No, but at least he got us off the ground and he said, hey, take it the rest of the way. So it doesn't mean it can't morph into something bigger and better, but he got movement. So have some respect for the man, and he was a black man getting it done, and they wanted to kill the man.
All right, let's go to Jim in Concord. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO. Amen. Okay, go ahead.
Well, hi. So I voted for Obama twice, but I'm afraid I agree with Clinton. Obama's a great guy, but I work for myself. I'm middle class, and it hasn't gotten better for me. And I'm not an anecdote. I'm a fact. I'm an individual. My health care insurance has doubled under Obama.
Well, okay, but you
and
see, we agree with you. It needs to be fixed.
Yeah, I agree.
It's far from perfect.
Hey, listen, you agree that it needs to be fixed, but I'm the dude who's feeling the pain. I don't even go to the doctor, man. And I pay a lot of money just to have insurance for catastrophes. I pay a lot of money in taxes. I pay a lot of money, and I work very hard, and my wages have not gone up. So I am not an anecdote. I am a fact.
Yes, and I agree with you. Yes, I mean the median wage has not gone up in almost a dozen years. All right, thank you, sir.
Obama's trying. Listen, what the man is saying. Some of those things, some people didn't work for it. You have to blame racism, sir. Don't get mad at Obama because the racists wouldn't let the free health care go through. The racists did not vote for that. He got something through. It wasn't Obama's proposal. And Obama's trying to change the minimum wage to a $15 an hour living wage, and they won't let it go through. Don't blame Obama for racists.
Okay, we're going to break. When we come back, I want to stop with this because I need to get to Serena, and we want to talk about Hulk Hogan. So, all things, thank you, people. Kaboom, Lisa Durden. Yes, you always make some. All right, let's take a break and we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. All right, we're back with our activist and pop culture expert, Lisa Durden. Her website is lisadurden.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Lisa Durden.
Oh, Lord.
D-U-R-D-E-N. Yes,
what
I know.
Done?
Yes, people. You know what? I block the lines. I don't need any more harassment here.
Oh, Lord.
Because I want to get to Serena. And the, you know what? I was going to say it's shocking, but this seems to be the year to stir the pot with all things tennis. It started with Sharapova. And, she was found guilty of doping at the beginning of the year. But yet she's been taking that drug for the last dozen years because her family has a history of diabetes. It's a magnesium thing. I've never even heard of it. But she lost almost all of her endorsement deals. And that's where
but
she made almost
funny,
all.
But funny, she didn't land in prison like Marion Jones. So that's
no, she did not.
Interesting.
Yeah, there. Then you have that. Okay, and then we have today or yesterday, where this guy, you know, who's in the tennis world, a big shot. He's the CEO, Indian Wells CEO, Raymond Moore's comments about professional women tennis players.
They ride on the coattails of the men. They don't make any decision. Then they're lucky. They're very, very lucky. If I was a lady player, I'd go down every night on my knees and thank God that a Roger Federer and a Rafa Nadal were born, because they've carried the sport.
Wow. Get down on your knees.
Is he mad because he hasn't seen a woman on his knees in a few years? Is he angry because he hasn't seen a woman on her knees in a long time?
Bump, bump. Serena Fart.
I'm just asking.
I know. Well, then Djokovic, who's the number one rated man in the world, he got involved too and acted like an ass. But anyway, here's Serena's answer to him.
Yep. There's only one way to interpret that. Get on your knees, which is offensive as enough, and thank a man, which is not. We as women have come a long way. And we shouldn't have to drop to our knees at any point, though I feel like, you know, that is such a disservice to her and every female, not only a female athlete, but every woman on this planet.
We have come a long way. We do not have to drop to our knees at any point for anyone. And there you have Serena Williams, 21-time Grand Slam champion, who has earned $75.6 million in her career, third highest amongst all tennis players.
Right, all. So, you know, are you really shocked? Are you shocked that the man looks like he's, about 1,000?
Well, look, here's, so he's like, you know, angry old white guy. But I don't get Djokovic at all. What the hell is Novak Djokovic talking about when he says, you know, that I think in the world's men's tennis world, we should fight for more money because our stats are showing that we have many more spectators on the men's tennis matches. I think that's one of the reasons why men should get awarded more. Women should fight for what they deserve and should fight for what, and we should fight for what we deserve.
That's some backlash. I'm a little shaky with the details. I haven't checked it in a long time, but that's some backlash when the Venus and Serena fought for equal pay for the what's that thing that happens in London? The tennis match?
Oh, Wimbledon.
Wimbledon. So they worked hard politically to have, and they signed an agreement that the women will get paid equal to men. It was a war. It was a fight. It was ongoing. They made the point that was in the documentary. And this is backlash because they made them pay them what they deserve, and they proved it several times with the when they looked at the matches between women and men, and there were more people coming to see women matches than men. There were more people advertising during the women's matches than men, and in particular, Venus and Serena.
Thank you. And Sharapova, if you wanted to hear grunting, I mean, if that was your thing. You know.
I mean, Serena grunts too, but you know, when Serena grunts, she wins. But she, you know, this other one, when she grunts, she takes drugs. I mean, I don't know what she's doing.
Well, I don't think she was taking. I think that's the Mela. What was it, Mela something or another? I never even Melodrome.
Mela Mumu, whatever.
Mela Mumu, thank you. I don't know what it was. It wasn't like she was.
You
know, it wasn't like the Lance Armstrong thing or anything like that. I mean, it's just strange. Okay, so we have to talk about Hulk Hogan.
Oh God.
Oh my God. Yes, is right. So he won another $25 million in his sex lawsuit, sex tape lawsuit yesterday against Gawker. That brings the total to $140 million. But I bet you didn't hear this. Wait till I play you what I'm going to play. So Linda Hogan, his ex-wife, weighed in. I think this whole decision is outrageous. But here's what ex-wife Linda Hogan had to say.
I don't need that. I ended up with an okay settlement, and I'm fine, and I'm all right. To have that kind of a windfall of cash for something that you did that was just so seedy, it's bothersome to me. I wouldn't want to share any of that. It made me a little bit sick. I don't know how he can sleep at night knowing that he's got the money for doing what he did. It's dirty money.
It's dirty money!
Yeah, it's nasty, it's stank, it's debauchery. I mean, that's some nastiness. People do it, it can't be me. I'm not sharing and you're observing and you're slobbing on me and I'm slobbing on you and this one's laying on me and I'm laying on you. Like, I don't have time for that. That's some nastiness. In other words, he got paid to be a prostitute because he actually was the husband pursued him to have sex with his wife. So is prostitution legal all of a sudden in the state he lives in? Like, that's really prostitution money.
Well, you know, Bubba had an open relationship, allegedly, but the whole thing was, you know, it was consensual, but where did the tape come from?
Was he wanting to do the wife?
Yeah.
I mean, that's some nastiness.
Well, the whole judicial process in Florida was, the pretrial all the way through, was much in Hulk Hogan's favor, in my opinion.
Yep.
They would not even admit the tape, which had all those racist slants on it. I don't think that would have made much of a difference, but it might have.
No,
but then
no.
Gawker put up a horrific defense. That being said, I mean, $140 million, the $5,000 settlement between him and Bubba was never entered. You know, how did the tape, didn't he know that he was being recorded? Who released the tape? How did Gawker get it? Why wasn't that settlement included? It's all very sketchy to me.
It's all very shady. And first of all, they're going to appeal. And then secondly, let's just get into this whole privacy thing, shall we?
Yes. When is Hulk Hogan Hulk Hogan?
Right, exactly. You should presume that you have privacy in certain situations, in the bathroom, in the dressing room, at the mall, and at maybe
or Aaron Andrews,
home.
Even Aaron Andrews, you know, that was a lot of money.
Definitely a privacy issue.
Yes,
exactly.
Right.
But now, when you are a celebrity, it's just like me walking down the street. It's what, almost 12 o'clock here in New Jersey? If I walk out of my house and just meander down the street to the park at 12 o'clock at night, I should be able to do that and not worry about being raped or murdered. But that's not the world we live in. What I should be able to do and what you can do are two different things. When you are a celebrity, you cannot be in someone's home screwing their wife and thinking that someone won't be videotaping this or telling on you. You can be in your own house and maybe you have some privacy. So he is a celebrity. Not that I think it's correct or right, but he should have known better. Why are you doing?
Well, scratch your head. Allegedly, maybe did he know? I mean, we don't know.
I said that before, just like Kim Kardashian said she didn't know. Yes, she did know. These are contracts. They did know. There's a whole bunch of shenanigans going on. He's trying to reboot his career. This is all a waste of taxpayers' dollars. I don't know what's going on, but I smell a rat and it stinks.
Amen. We'll leave it at that. Love you, Lisa Durden. We are on the same page. LisaDurden.com at Lisa Durden is where you can follow her on Twitter.
I will see you next Tuesday.
I will see you then. All right. Don't worry. The world will make more in a week. Oh, it never stops, does it? All right. We've got a lot to get to on the late night, late show wrap up. Dancing with the Stars with Geraldo last night. How'd that go? Let me see here. Ellen with some good news. Oh, and you know what? I didn't play yesterday. The lady who eats sofas. No, she eats her couch. I mean, so if you're looking for a diet, you should eat your furniture. Because she does. That's a thing. All right, that's on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.